A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Monday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 13 through 22.
Jesus said, "Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you who shut up the kingdom of heaven in men's faces, neither going in yourselves nor allowing others to go in who want to. Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you who travel over sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when you have found him, you make him twice as fit for hell as you are. Alas for you, blind guides, you who say, if a man swears by the temple, it has no force, but if a man swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound. Fools and blind, for which is of greater worth, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? Or else, if a man swears by the altar, it has no force, but if a man swears by the offering that is on the altar, he is bound. You blind men, for which is of greater worth, the offering or the altar that makes the offering sacred? Therefore, when a man swears by the altar, he is swearing by that and by everything on it. And when a man swears by the temple, he is swearing by that and by the one who dwells in it. And when a man swears by heaven, he is swearing by the throne of God and by the one who is seated there."
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you.
Jesus said, "Alas, for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you shut up the kingdom of heaven in men's faces, neither going in yourselves nor allowing others to go in who want to. Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you travel over sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when you have him, you make him twice as fit for hell as you are. Alas for you, blind guides, you who say, if a man swears by the temple, it has no force, but if a man swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound. Fools and blind, for which is of greater worth, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? Or else, if a man swears by the altar, it has no force, but if a man swears by the offering that is on the altar, he is bound. You blind men, for which is of greater worth, the offering or the altar that makes the offering sacred? Therefore, when a man swears by the altar, he is swearing by that and by everything on it. And when a man swears by the temple, he is swearing by that and by the one who dwells in it. And when a man swears by heaven, He is swearing by the throne of God and by the one who is seated there.
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. Jesus said, "Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you who shut up the kingdom of heaven in men's faces, neither going in yourselves nor allowing others to go in who want to. Alas for you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you who travel over sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when you have found him, you make him twice as fit for hell as you are. Alas for you, blind guides, you who say, 'If a man swears by the temple, it has no force, but if a man swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound.' Fools and blind, for which is of greater worth, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? Or else, if a man swears by the altar, it has no force, but if a man swears by the offering that is on the altar, he is bound. You blind men, for which is of greater worth, the offering or the altar that makes the offering sacred? Therefore, when a man swears by the altar, he is swearing by that and by everything on it. And when a man swears by the temple, he is swearing by that and by the one who dwells in it. And when a man swears by heaven, he is swearing by the throne of God and by the one who is seated there.
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.